We have reported in the past on this program on the For the Sake of All report, which showed how living with inadequate health care in less affluent zip codes can have enormous social fallout and can cost residents a dramatic decrease in life expectancy. Access to health care is a key. Missouri's 24th District State Senator Jill Shoup, with sponsorship help from politicians from both sides of the aisle, is sponsoring a district health fair at the Overland Community Center this coming Saturday. Senator, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, you feel that there is a need that has to be filled, and I assume that's why you're having this fair.
Absolutely. You know, it's wonderful to be able to use my office and my status as a state senator to bring people together to provide these kinds of services for people who need to access them.
This is a crying need. I'm sure you're familiar with the For the Sake of All report.
Yes.
And the tremendous disparity in communities. Now, your district is kind of mixed.
My district is very mixed socioeconomically, yeah. Right.
Are you aiming this fair specifically at the so-called underserved communities?
Well, I certainly hope that the underserved community gets the word and is able to take advantage of all these services that are going to be provided. But I will tell you that there are services being provided here that people of all kinds of socioeconomic levels may be interested in, including access to Alzheimer's Association, to the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, to suicide prevention and awareness information, in addition to things like blood pressure screenings and vision screenings for people of all ages. Did you know that they could screen someone's vision when they're only 6 months old? So it's pretty amazing what we can do to help people. We're going to have glaucoma screenings, so you can bring your young child and your parent and get those things taken care of on this one day. Flu shots, and this is the season, so we'll be providing those.
How is it going to work? Are people going to parade down an avenue, if you will, and just stop off at various kiosks?
Well, this is going to be indoors at the community center, and we have tables set up around the gym. So we've been given a great big space to lay everything out, and we will have volunteers there to help direct people to the services they need. We'll even have places to sort of help entertain children. So we have an arts and crafts area for kids to work on, a dance area. We will have a room where kids can go and hear a story being read. And we also have something that's pretty unique, I think, to our health fair this year, our care fair. We have the Fit and Food Connection. And they go out and knock on doors in North St. Louis City and County and bring people in to learn how to exercise and move their bodies. But also, Joy Milner, who is one of the founders of this organization, goes and takes people to grocery shop to learn how to buy healthy foods. And then she'll go to their homes and help them prepare those foods or even invite them to her home to learn how to do this. So the services that we're going to provide, this vast array, I think is a little bit unique and very exciting. Yes, certainly to serve the underserved, but really for access for people of all different kinds of needs and ages.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind when you say something like taking people to grocery shop is the fact that in a lot of communities, there are no grocery stores to shop in.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's hard. And it's harder for some people to get access to those fruits and vegetables that they need. So with Fit and Food Connections help, they're able to learn where they need to go or how they need to go and what they need to look for and how they can prepare things. So, you know, many years ago, I got co-op of vegetables. Well, now it's easy to look online and see what recipes you can use. But at the time, I didn't even know how to use some of these vegetables that I was receiving. It was when I lived out of state and joined a co-op. So Fit and Food Connection will help people do that.
This is billed as a bipartisan sort of operation. How are politicians involved in this?
Well, again, so I used my office as senator to reach out to different service providers and say, will you come and provide your services in this format in a community center where people are in need? And I called the representatives who serve the same area that I do. And many of them agreed to sign on as co-sponsors. Some of them are providing food. Some of them help provide some of the funds to pay for the healthy snacks that we'll be providing that day, to cover some of those costs. So people from both sides of the aisle within the 24th District signed on. It's open to everyone, but it's our area where this is taking place, and it's the 24th District that we're focused on.
There are no financial criteria that have been established for anybody
to participate in this. I'm not even going to ask people to sign in. You know what? I want people who feel that they need to access these services to be able to walk in and to be able to get what they need. You know, people like the Kidney Foundation will be there, and I think it's BJC will be doing blood pressure screening. We have SLU Cancer Center will be providing cancer resources. So, yes, there is no cost to anyone, and everybody can just come in and access what they need.
That's a heck of a list you have in front of you.
I do have quite a long list
of participants.
Right, and some of them, I will tell you, are just providing giveaways. So we're going to have drawings and raffle prizes. The Clark Fox Family Foundation has donated bears from Build-A-Bear to give away as prizes. We have grocery store cards for people so that they can actually utilize what they've learned from this event and go to the grocery store and hopefully buy some healthy snacks.
What about people from other senatorial districts, if you will? Are they welcome? Can anyone come
Yes,
on in?
They are, and I'm so glad you asked me that. I think it's really important for us to understand that anybody who can get there on Saturday morning from 10 to noon to the Overland Community Center is welcome. We won't turn anybody in need away or anybody that wants to access this wide variety of services.
And we're really talking about some communities just outside of your district that are very, very much in need.
Right. So, yes, my district goes over to Highway 70 is my northern boundary, but people further north than that are more than welcome to come. People, as I said, people from anywhere are welcome to come, and we're hopeful that those people who are struggling, who maybe don't have health care access, will be there. We'll also have navigators from Cover Missouri who can show people how to access the exchanges when they open up during open enrollment in November.
You know, one of the things I see here, again, given the list that you have in front of you of screenings and various things that people can take advantage of, is I guess you've got to suspect in yourself, gee, maybe I ought to have this particular test because I'm feeling like I should for some reason. What advice do you have for somebody as to where to, you know, which of these, they can't do them all, or can you?
Well, I'm hopeful that they can get around. So when they walk in the door, we're going to give them a bag. And some of the resources there, some of these service providers will just give them information. Also, what's included are groups that just help you find the access you need. So the community action agencies, different kinds of groups and agencies that will help you access what you need, even if you can't get it that day. So we're going to have the Department of Social Services, their Family Services Division there, who can help point you in the right direction. And again, if you take something from them, even if you can't access what you need that day, they'll help direct you going forward. We have St. Louis County Veterans Program is going to come, the Older Resident Program. So again, all these places, even though they can't fulfill all your needs then, we will help put you in touch with an organization that can help you get what you need going forward.
Okay, let me do a hypothetical here just to follow up on that. So I attend your fair, and I've got high blood pressure.
Right.
Obviously, I can't be treated there necessarily. You're going to direct me to some place that can deal with that.
Right.
But healthcare is expensive.
Right.
I don't have health insurance. How am I going to be receive that treatment?
Right. Well, we will, through some of these agencies, help you find ways to access that treatment because high blood pressure is treatable. We know that. So we're going to help you find a place that can get you the medication that you need for the long haul and also to help to find an organization that will help monitor you and make sure that you are not only getting access to the medicine, you are using it and you are using it correctly.
So are we talking about the potential for cost-free care for some people who don't have the means?
Well, I think that there are going to be all different ranges of what people need and what people can afford. So again, our goal is to provide access. You know, it is such a low bar that is set to allow people to access Medicaid, for example. So you have to make 19% or less of the federal poverty level. So a family of four, that's if you make more than $5,000 a year, you make too much money to access Medicaid in Missouri. And then we've got all the way up to 100% where you can get on the exchange when you make 100% or more of the federal poverty level and get a subsidy. But we've got a big gap of people between 20% and 100% of the federal poverty level. And while I'm not committing to you that we'll be able to provide free services to these people for the long haul, because if we could, we wouldn't have any problems, I will tell you there are agencies out there who are doing everything they can to help. One of the agencies I heard from, just so you know, is Gateway to Hope, who will not be at this event, but who provides cancer treatment. It covers the expenses for cancer treatment for low-income women who are suffering from breast cancer. So again, some of the agencies that will be here will help you figure out the direction to go to access what you need to stay healthy.
What about the issue of follow-up? I understand what you've said so far with regard to people being tested and then being guided someplace for treatment and what have you. But, some people might be reluctant to take that next step. Is there a follow-up process that could come out of this affair of yours?
Well, that's a really, really great question. And I will tell you that through the St. Louis County Health Department, there is case management that goes on. But if you go to this fair, my sense is that you are willing to get information that you want to follow up on. You're going because you care about your health or the health of your family. You know, you can lead a horse to water. I'll say that. So we're hopeful that the people who come and take advantage are there because they want to learn how to live healthier lives and how to live long lives.
What about legislative remedies to some of the problems that we're talking about? You mentioned Medicaid, and it's been well established that the legislature, your legislature, if I may,
yes,
you know, has been a little slow on the draw, if you will, in terms of dealing with that issue that so many people are concerned about. Is there a legislative remedy for that and for some of the other things, the health inadequacies that face some of our communities?
Right. I think there is. And I think that we have to have the will in the legislature to do that. You know, I wasn't envisioning coming on here to talk about the expansion of Medicaid, but frankly, there are 330,000 Missourians who would benefit from
that. That's why I brought it up.
Right. 330,000 Missourians. And, the federal government would pay for, at the lowest amount, 90% of the costs of that expansion of Medicaid. So it's my belief that we have a moral responsibility, but also the economics. That would infuse billions of dollars into our state economy, money that we're sending to the federal government in the form of our taxes. Mm-hmm. And the estimate is 24,000 jobs in the state of Missouri. So, I'm hopeful that the legislature over time and with enough pressure from the people in their communities, legislators will vote differently than they have.
But over time, I mean, at some point, and it's not too far away, that's opportunity is going to go away, isn't it?
Well, I don't think I do not think the opportunity will go away.
I'm talking about the access right. to federal dollars.
Well, I think that, again, elections matter. And whatever happens in November may have an impact on that. But I don't believe that there's a cutoff time for a state being able to access Medicaid. What happens is originally there was 100% being paid by the federal government.
That's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's moving down to 90%, yeah. And we're somewhere in between 190 now. The lowest it will go is 90%. And, you know, some of my colleagues have said, well, we don't trust that the federal government will live up to its end of the bargain. My suggestion is, well, then write a bill that says if they don't, then we have the option of backing out. But meantime, there are people whose lives are at stake who need this access.
I would have to assume that a lot of people who will be visiting the fair this weekend, this Saturday, and let's point out once again, it's
yes,
at the
please.
Overland Community Center from 10 to noon. A lot of people will fall into this category of the need for this Medicaid funding that
right.
we're talking about.
Right. And, you know, interestingly, one of the things that's going to happen there that is something unusual, I think, for a healthcare fair, but we think it absolutely goes to the issue of health. Women's Voices Raised for Social Justice, their Lock It for Love campaign. So they will be providing free trigger locks and demonstrating to people how to use them on their guns. So if you do have a firearm in your home, your child doesn't get hold of it and inadvertently shoot him or herself or someone else. So, you know, we're trying to look at mental health angles, providing access, making sure that we are providing services for people who have diseases or may be concerned that they do. And, you know, the basic things like screenings, flu shots, again, all free. Give Kids a Smile will be there, and they can work with kids and seniors on making sure that their teeth are in good shape or whether they need to go and get some services.
You probably didn't come here anticipating talking about gun control either, but you raised the issue
I
here.
I did raise the issue.
The legislature, of course, moved this past year to make the necessity for more gun locks, make it more of a necessity.
Well, and, you know, maybe all the more reason why it's so important that we have this there. Yes, I certainly wasn't on the same side as the people who voted to support the expansion of gun access without any need for a permit or any kind of training or practice or even background check. So
no shortage of issues to talk about. And again, we have to point out there's no shortage of the connectivity between some of these things that we've been medicating
exactly
and gun control
right.
fits right into the healthcare equation, doesn't it?
It does. And that's why we have so many different kinds of providers providing services.
Is there any thought, and our time is beginning to wind down here, but any thought to expanding what you're doing in your district to other districts? If politicians are involved with you, can this be happening all over the state?
Well, you know, interestingly, when we put this together out of my office, what I learned is that there is a big healthcare fair that goes on in the Kansas City area. So one of my colleagues in Kansas City puts that on. We're looking to how she does hers to see how we can expand ours down the road. And, you know, part of it will depend upon participation this weekend. If we're reaching people and we're doing a good job providing services, then we'll continue this down the road.
Okay. Once again, Saturday at the Overland Community Center from 10 to noon. It's free and open to the public. Senator Shoup, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank
Hope you have a great
so
turnout.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Good
we
to
do
see
too.
You. Good to see you. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.